Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me begin by conveying our thanks to you, to the expert panel members, the Secretariat and the interpreters. Your efforts have ensured a productive conversation this week. And I'd also like to echo your observation earlier on the value of diversity in our expert panels. We welcome the participation and thoughtful engagement of our fellow delegates as well. This discussion has been enriching and sets us on a good path for the next 2 years. We welcome the overwhelming recognition and affirmation that international law, including the UN Charter, applies in relation to activities in outer space. The past few meetings this week have demonstrated that there are many overlapping and complex issues arising under current international legal regimes in relation to new space activities, technologies, and uses of space. The panel speakers have provided invaluable insight into some of these regimes and their possible applicability in the space context. We can draw clear guidance from existing international law in some cases, but in many cases, there is a lack of specificity or established understanding of how international law may apply or govern certain conduct. This isn't an impediment, rather it's an opportunity for the OEWG. It demonstrates the areas where states can best focus or concentrate efforts to consider behaviours that would be responsible in such contexts. Convergence and eventually consensus on these behaviours can then build trust among space actors, providing clarity where instruction is lacking, and provide the basis for any future discussions on legally binding instruments. Chair, international law is foundational to consideration of what may be responsible or irresponsible behaviour in outer space. This includes several legal regimes, including international humanitarian law, but also law of the sea and law governing aviation. We stress, however, that in affirming the applicability of those various legal regimes, such as international humanitarian law, it does not allow in itself any particular acts. Rather, applicability of such rules affirms that states can and will be held responsible under rules of international law in space, as they are on Earth, for their actions and the actions of those attributable to them. Thank you, Chair, and we look forward to our next meeting in September.